it's another low-hanging fruit because they can just say, oh, look at the Pfizer documents. Pfizer documents aren't exactly what I would consider fact-based research. Let's move on. Next. This is another claim via social media because it was actually a very slow night. Town electric vehicle charging station is powered with a diesel generator. It's false because it's not connected. So, can I ask you? Oh, because the actual plug is. Hold on. So, fact check or whatever, lead stories. Because there's a picture out there that shows a township has an electric vehicle charging station that's powered with a diesel generator. Do you know why lead stories said it was false? Because it wasn't plugged in. I'll say that again. The diesel generator is there. It is next to the charging station, but because it is not physically plugged into the charging station, lead story says, no, that's not true. The proximity of the photo is coincidental. That's not, usually there's not coincidences about this. Usually they're placed within a proximity to each other for specific reasons. But do you see what they do? Well, it's a coincidental photo because the nuclear power plant just happened to be next to the town it was powering. There's no connection there, ladies and gentlemen. And they say this stuff with a straight face. Well, as straight as they can behind a computer screen. Because it's easy for people to lie. There's no repercussions. There's no repercussions for them saying, well, obviously you're too stupid to realize that the photo is coincidental and not true because if it was charged in, well, what if it gets charged in 5 minutes after the photo? Is it still not true? Because you're basing everything on the fact that that photo at that time, because it's not plugged in. It's foolish, I tell you. It is foolish. Next. This is a claim by our former favorite senatorial candidate, Kathy Barnett, which is very sad that she didn't have a chance. She had that momentum, but Sean Hannity launched the Fox News drone strikes on her and scuttled her chances. She says she never tweeted comments linking pedophilia to Islam. Now, first of all, Kathy, you weren't going to win anyway, so you might as well just stood up and acknowledge that. Because in 2015, she tweeted a headline that said, pedophilia is the cornerstone of Islam. Yeah, you do realize that Muhammad said her silence is her consent when he was talking about a 9-year-old girl, right? Yeah, I'm just saying, there is a lot of truth to the fact that there's a lot of Muslim men with a lot of child brides. And pedophilia is one of the cornerstones of Islam. Come on, Kathy. I thought you were better than that. And I mean, I will say it. She may not say it, but Rick Barrett of the Barrett Brief will say pedophilia is indeed the cornerstone of Islam. I know there's some people out there that are like, oh yeah, well, they want to take the we'll sort it out later approach with Islam. That in theory, I'm not saying I do, guys. I love my evangelical brothers and sisters. That some Catholics do with evangelicals, like, oh, yeah, like Mark Karezin used to say, you know, we'll sort out all the other stuff later. But we want to get rid of abortion, right? That's the correct approach. A lot of people want to take that position with Islam. I can't really do that. I will absolutely put aside the differences with my evangelical brothers and sisters. I will. 100. We'll figure it out later. We'll argue about scripture when it's done. But I'm not fighting side by side with a Muslim. I'm just not doing it. Some people will. And that's cool, I guess. You roll how you want to roll, but that's just not me. All right, let's see. But Kathy, you should have stuck with that one. You should have absolutely stuck with it. And and continue to fight with that. All right, ladies and gentlemen. This is the last one. This is the last one, which is from the United Kingdom. Wow, it's not Australia, and it's not, what, Singapore was one they use a lot? The Philippines, they like to fact check. But this is a claim by Queen Elizabeth II disparaged Filipinos while congratulating Ferdinand Bongbong Marcos Jr. for winning the country's presidential election. There's a lot in here that I don't know. I'm not going to lie. There's a lot of stuff in here that I'm not getting. I'm not getting it at all. But apparently this is false because there's no record of Queen Elizabeth congratulating Bongbong Marcos Jr. for winning. I mean, the guy's name is Bongbong. You're already in trouble with that. But apparently, Media Bias Fact Check says this is incorrect. Thus ending our Media Bias Fact Check here on the Barrett Brief on the Crusade Channel. Always on air, always online at crusadechannel.com. The last live radio station saying, I got a couple minutes left, so I wanted to go to my my first the story I was really going to go with before the Nina Jankowicz story. And that's from, where was it? Where did I have the story from? I'm sorry. The reason why is Justin, Chris Pratt, our man, just dropped some terminalist stills. Looks pretty legit. Looks like they're about to drop a trailer for it.
Of course they did. His new Jack Carr's new book came out yesterday, so now they got a promo and get it up ready for the show. But I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it as well because obviously Pratt. But this is from Reclaim the Net. I have the audio. Let's listen to the audio while we have the time. I know I sent it to you this morning, Justin. Twitter client partner says company focuses on ideology over profit in undercover video, and he also calls Elon Musk autistic, which is pretty funny. So we'll listen to a little bit of this video from Project Veritas, once again proving that reestablishing that big tech hates you. I sent it. It's under Benny Johnson's tweet I sent you this morning.
Well, right now we don't make profit, so it's going to say ideology, which is what's led us to not being profitable.
The rest of us who have been here believe in something that's good for the planet and not just to give people free speech. Because again, like, these people really do believe in what we're doing. These are the policies we've put in place for misinformation or mislabeling media or whatever.
Yeah.
Why do you think this should be taken down?
Yeah.
Like, those are the questions they're going to ask him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's going to be hard for him to be like, oh, because people should make their own decision. It's like, no, but people don't know how to make a rational decision if you don't put out correct things that are supposed to be out in the public. As an advertiser, as my business, is what I do every day and why I go out is, like, we want it to be as fair and transparent and accurate as possible.
Yeah.
And if that means there's a level of censorship to make it correct, quote unquote, again, and what does correct mean? I guess, like, it just kind of goes into the idea of, like, well, what is correct?
If we're implementing all these rules that there's, and Elon wants to dismantle them, then technically our ideology has led us to not making money because we're not making money. And Elon wants to turn it the other way so that we can make money.
There's a statement they need all 7,000 people to say. And so they can't, like, tell us that, like, the real truth.
He has Asperger's.
Yeah, I know that.
So he's special. Your special needs, you're literally special needs. So I can't even take what you're saying seriously. Targeting of tweets.
Wait.
You can read it.
Let me see. And how to protect yourself. Groups like Project Veritas are active right now.
It's funny because Project Veritas just got this guy on tape. We're going to run out of time, so that's fine. I can't really. There's another 25 seconds, but I don't want to listen to this sodomite anymore. Obviously, we want to make money, but it's not our ideology. That's the thing. And guys, big tech hates you. Yeah, you got to give the guy Project Veritas credit for going into the gay bar for this story. Oh, man. But this, I'll say this and we'll wrap up this segment. This is why it doesn't matter if Elon Musk takes over Twitter or any of these places, because the people that run the day-to-day stuff hate you. It's the same thing. You can elect DeSantis, or you can just get the zombified corpse of Calvin Coolidge to run and win and take over the federal government. It's the everyday bureaucracy. And people like this little fag here every single day that are the ones making these decisions that will, they'll do the same. Let's say Elon does take over Twitter and the right-wing fantasy has occurred. They'll do the same thing that they did to Trump. They'll do it to Elon every single day. Every single day. They will slow roll his stuff. They'll continue to do it because they believe in their mission, which is their ideology. But you guys can continue to hope and pray that Twitter becomes something it's not.